Hi, everyone. Happy holidays. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review, and it's the last show of 2025, and we close out the year with Braden, Josh, and Amar. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Lumens.ai, Crude.com, and Didi.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We talk about some domains coming up for auction, including Figo.com, GoodHair.com, SurvivalKits.com, and Mankind.net. Also, since it's the end of the year, we hear about some things the Sherpas do as they close out a calendar year, including some thoughts around accounting and tax strategies related to domains and other digital assets such as crypto and NFTs. We also get an update from Josh about DNX, and then we also talk about the upcoming ICA meeting in Las Vegas. Speaking of the ICA meeting, it's coming up very soon, January 15th to the 17th at the Park MGM in Las Vegas. So go to ica.vegas for more information and to register, because we're getting very close to go time. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable, the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. You can also register $5.coms every Friday. Talk to them on X or NamePros to learn more. And also, big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, as I mentioned, we talk about DNX on today's show. And DNX, it's your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Sato, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com and get your domain. And also, big shout-out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So with all that, it's now time to get into this special episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains, and happy holidays. What's up, Sherpa Network? Happy holidays. Go birds. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus. Happy Boxing Day. It is that time of year. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is the Domain Sherpa Xmas Extravaganza, the Holiday Spectacular. There's really not that much different about today's show than the usual show, but, you know, we are kind of vibing. Well, it is. It is, because we're all, like, wearing, except for Josh.
We're festive.
I started out with my Go Birds. I got that. I have another Philly.
Hold on. Let's see.
Option. Had the, for those that are only listening and not watching, I'm just showing off some of my Christmas gear. Those are all the Philly mascots for the sports. Rocking their different Christmas type attire.
Look like a bunch of nothing to me.
Well, that's because you got the blazer, man. Well, you know what? Listen, we'll get to that. But I would say, for those of you that are only listening and not watching, you're missing out on some of the swag, some of the vibe that we're bringing here on this special end of year holiday show. But like I said, today is technically a Domain Sherpa review, getting into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. The experts, 4 segments to a Domain Sherpa review, the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things. That's what's going on right now. Then we get into the domain game. We hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score. And then somehow, someway, someday, get some swag to the winners. But no, none of that swag today. Today, we're rocking our Christmas holiday gear. Then we get into NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by NameJet. Review a list of domains coming up for auction. See what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we get into grand closing where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all, a.k.a. Amarzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J, a.k.a. Kuba Soze. Too lit to quit. Show them the Christmas gear. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
Too lit to quit, baby. I like it, man. What else is going on with you?
Not much. Just getting ready to wind down and have a little bit of fun. And like Josh says, it's kind of a busy time of year, so you just gotta prioritize, get shit done, and close the year out strong.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. Well, you know, and we'll talk a little bit about maybe some of what your housekeeping that you guys do at the end of year, you know, as we get to the, you know, on a, from a domain investing standpoint. So maybe we'll make that a little topic. Once we get through the intros, let's revisit that. I like that as a topic. But all right, well, cool, man. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's keep moving around the horn. Below Amar, we've got the one and only Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Bradenton Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas and the Viscount of Woodland Hills. You look very Viscounty right now, man. You rocking
that. Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
Kind of looks like a pussy to me.
It's because he has many kittens and cats on his Christmas blazer. That was actually well played, man. That was well played. Anyone listening is going to be like,
he's been holding that since he saw the jacket.
Exactly right. I saw him. As soon as he saw it, I saw him taking notes. You know, and I'm like, what's he? Did he just... yeah, man, what's good with you?
You know, closing out the year, and again, I'm leaving in a couple days to go on a cruise, so I gotta wrap everything up and get my taxes paid. Hate that.
Yeah, dude. Well, better you
going
than
on
me,
a
man.
Cruise. Where are you going?
Yeah, what kind of cruise?
Caribbean.
Nice.
Very nice.
Out of Miami.
Is it themed? Nice. Is it a themed cruise?
Yes, the theme is rest and relaxation.
There you go. You know, it's funny. We're in the middle of the holiday season, and we were in when we were in Miami staying at the for NamesCon at the wonderful Marriott, you know, shithole. Where we
is that the official name?
I think that is now the official name of the hotel. It's been changed to whatever it used to be, which I don't know what it is.
Hey, listen, we were at the Tropicana for years. Everything's an upgrade.
I know. Hey, Tropicana. I mean, hey, you know, get yourself a side of Legionnaires.
Tropicana was so bad that after we left, they imploded it.
Dude, they were like, yo, we're like, no, we'll come back for one more year. They're like, no, it will actually, the next time you come back here, this shit's a parking lot.
We're literally blowing it up. That's how bad it was.
It'll blow it up with people inside it, I think. You know what I'm saying? There were still some folks sitting at the slot machines, but you know, hey, you don't get out. It is what it is. But, you know, so when we were in Miami, I was in the elevator, and actually there were people that were getting on it because the cruises leave from there as well, right? So they were doing a Hallmark Christmas movie themed cruise where some of the stars from the Hallmark movies, like you have some of the actors and actresses that are in a lot of those movies, actually were on the cruise, and that's part of the draw. And so it's literally, which is funny because it's like, you know, really just start getting in that holiday spirit, man. Like talk about kicking off the holiday season with getting in the vibe. But I was...
Sounds awful.
Why is it awful, man? It's just, that's their jam. You know what I'm saying? Why are you judging? You know?
This just sounds awful to me. I wonder if they
actually watch the movies on there and stuff. And
there is a Disney cruise too. So there's a bunch of Disney adults.
Oof. Yeah, well, the Disney cruises are a little like actual Disney like company cruises, right? On the Disney ship, they have their special ships with all the stuff and like... You know, the shows and the meals and the activities and the kids club and all that stuff. Like those Disney cruises are full on like, you know, and characters and all that stuff. But this was, I thought, a very niche, interesting kind of shows you that, you know, that there's a lot of, you know, different stuff out there for different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all them. Shout out to everybody on that Hallmark cruise. You know, I hope all your dreams came true. And, but I'm serious though. Like, I actually think for people that are into that kind of thing, like, yo, do your thing. It's all good. Anyway, all right, continuing, last but certainly not least, we got the one and only Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Hurricane, a.k.a. Prince Hurricane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. the Grinch, because he was like, yo, I'm not rocking anything holiday related. I'm just here doing what I do, a.k.a. DNX, it's dark and hell is hot. X gonna give it to you. Stop, drop, shut him down, open up shop. What's up, Josh?
What's up, dude? Yeah, no shade. I did think about it before I got on. I tried to put on my kid's Santa hat. It didn't fit. So,
hey, that was good effort. That was good effort.
There, hey, I'm with you.
You can borrow mine, Josh.
Ooh, that's actually
got a like, kind of swag, huh? What was that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so Amara's like, of course, has like some actual like legit like proper brand, Christmas swag. You know, yeah. Like he went. He was trying to, he was like between that and like the Lululemon one, you know, he's like, man, sure.
You know, Amara's hitting up the club tonight in his Santa outfit.
Oh yeah. Yo, it's going to be vibing. It's going to be like, yeah, forfeiting and all that. They're ready. Yeah. But yeah, you know, look, end of year, you know, touched on it for a second. So what do you guys do? So now, you know, it's, we're recording on the Tuesday. Christmas is actually, we're going to drop this on Christmas Day. You know, we've got a week and, you know, a day or two before the end of the year. So Braden mentioned taxes. What else are you guys like? What is the housekeeping that you guys are doing here in this last week and change before the end of 2025?
You try to accelerate as many expenses as you can. If you've had a good year, you try to bring them into this year.
Yep.
You know, lower your taxable income. So going through, and .IOs are going up again, which is fucking insane. So gonna probably early renew some of those and take a long, harder look and maybe, you know, plan on dropping some more. But yeah, so you just, you know, try to accelerate as many expenses as you can into the year. You also, maybe if you have some stock losses that you can, you know, kind of take, maybe take those now. Crypto still have your, that loophole where you can sell and buy right back. So if you have any, you know, if
wash
you bought,
trading,
yeah, if you harvest some losses, you know what I'm
yeah
saying?
Exactly. So if you bought on the way up, you can sell real quick and buy right back, and you know,
yeah. And on that note, NFTs, you can do some tax harvesting by dumping all your old NFTs that have dropped by 90-some%, which actually I just did yesterday. Ape In Productions that went to zero.
That hurts my heart, man. But yeah,
I dumped those.
Hey,
I had 9 of them. Thank you very much.
I'm glad we're able. Look, you had such a good year selling domains that I actually feel that I'm glad. And look, people that are listening don't see you scratching your forehead with your middle finger. You know what I'm saying? They don't know. But I, you know, I'm just glad we're able to help you offset some of those big gains you had this year selling all those domains. I mean, you had a record breaking year. Didn't you, weren't you just on, was it the DN Wire podcast, Domain Name Wire podcast with Andrew talking about your year? And
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, man, just glad we could help. You know, that's the little things, you know.
Nope, that was not a help.
Not a gift.
Thanks for nothing. But nice try, though.
Hey, you know, the effort was there. Unfortunately, you know, the market's funky, man. NFTs, you know, even looking at stuff like Bored Apes, you know, they've gone down now to 5 ETH and less, and you know, it's pretty wild. You know, there were times when and people were posting some of the things, like there was a point where the mutant serum, like if I don't know if you remember the mega mutant serum, had an offer of $4 million. It had an offer of a thousand ETH when ETH was trading at $4,000, and dude's like, nah, I'm a hold out, you know what I'm saying? Because this shit is going to be worth even. Somebody actually said, they're like, when I see clip, like, pics of, like, this kind of stuff, it makes 2021 seem like a fever dream, you know, because it's just so
crazy.
But on that note, if you still either believe in the value of the NFT or B, you just appreciate the, you know, the art, concept, then now is actually a good time to buy those things because people are dumping to tax loss harvest.
Yeah. Well, I think when you talk about Bored Apes, you talk about CryptoPunks. I mean, there's Beeple type stuff. There's definitely things that I think, but it's just the, you know, the market obviously has changed and evolved so much. It's hard. Everybody, you know, wants number go up and, you know, the drops and all that stuff. And it's like, once all that's been exhausted and done, it's like, where's the upside, you know?
And well,
it's
all like, the apes and all the Ugood Labs projects, they're still actually happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're still generating,
right, to the tune, you know, not just what they made in all of the different sales and things and the trading, but they also, you know, they raised, what, like $100 million on $1 billion plus or whatever valuation, whatever it was at the time. So, you know, they're still utilizing that cash. They actually are there's things happening with Other Side, which is the, you know, the metaverse that they created.
Yeah.
And they're iterating on it. And it's actually a very viable, like, working thing that they're doing and having events and all this kind of stuff. You know, the key is just to get, you need adoption. You need to almost, like, for them, I think, if you dig in, it's almost like they need some sort of, like, a Roblox type of, like, thing where people, you know, you got to make sure people actually want to use it and there's value in, you know, the different digital pieces, the assets, things that can be utilized and, you know, that could actually have a market, right? And then, you know, there's still opportunity there. So,
well, yeah, I was just talking to Morgan yesterday, and he told me that there's some billionaire that bought the Bored Apes project, and so he's going to breathe some new love into it.
Well, I don't know. Remember, I didn't know.
Life into it.
Remember this thing?
Ooh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Which?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the NFTs are trading pretty low now, but these, the physicals, they're like trading for a lot more. I think that the floor on these is around 20K.
Wow.
The NFTs are, I don't know, like one ETH or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so and something just happened recently too, where a handful of CryptoPunks and then Chrome Squiggles, I forget if it was maybe Christie's or Sotheby's, somebody bought, or no, maybe it was a museum that bought a bunch of them to then hold and keep in their, you know, I mean, obviously it was a moment in time where the value was insane, but, you know, some of them will have historical artistic significance. I mean, it's not, you know, Beeple still doing his thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it'll be interesting because there will be, there will be resurgences and different things. It's just what will bounce back to what level. Some of what we saw back then will never come back because it was just, that was like a special time. And it was just insane and crazy to think about how wild everything was, but almost like AI is now, right? It's like these, you know, we go through these waves, these trends. And to tie it to domain names, then it's also, you know, what will be, you know, the trends will also drive value in domains and, you know, and different areas and technologies and all that kind of stuff that will create more opportunities, more wins, more losses, more, you know, more action and more stuff, like, for sure.
So there are people, just to loop back to the tax harvesting for NFTs, for those of you that want to take a last minute write off, you can go on OpenSea and there's a lot of bot offers that are like 20 cents, 80 cents. I mean, they're, you know, 0.00003 ETH. So you can sell for very little. I don't know what the strategy is for the buyers, but there's a lot of offers out there that are super low. And then the ones that have no offers at all that aren't listed, you can sell them on a site called unsellablenfts.com.
Okay.
It's actually really smart platform this guy created. So you can sell it to them for a penny.
Sure.
And they'll buy everything. But at the gas fees, you know, he's getting like 50 cents or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes
sense. Gas fees. So he's actually making a profit by buying it from you. But at least now you can take something that's unsellable and literally sell it for a penny and realize the losses.
Right. Cause then, you know, otherwise have opportunities. You could burn them, I guess, you know, would be an option. There's, you know, send it to like a burn address or something, but the,
then there's no sale.
Right. Well, I guess
this triggers a sale and they generate a receipt, or if you're using CoinTracker or something, it shows up in CoinTracker.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
But you can technically still, if it's worthless, you can still write it off as worthless. This gives
not
you
worthless. Some, it's just worth less. I didn't even hit Brayden's tagline in his intro, right. But yeah, that's the, so here's a question. So what about for domain names? If you have domain that you bought, that was a trendy domain that you bought for a bunch of money, you know, because we do some of this as well, like when we, you know, readjust our, you know, the value of our domain portfolio. Do you ever do write downs or write offs on any of the domains that you own?
No, because you're depreciating them already.
Yeah.
You're already depreciating them. So, I mean, it kind of just happens naturally over time, right?
I guess that depends on how you're accounting, but.
Yes, that's correct.
So if you're accounting for where you're depreciating them over what period of time?
I think my accountant does 5 years.
So what happens over 5 years? It just continually
your basis goes to zero.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's it. You're writing off 20% per year for 5 years.
Okay. And then you realize 100%.
Then you realize when you sell it, you realize the gain on, a, you know, 100% of that is.
So you depreciate the value for 5 years as if it ends up to where, regardless of what, so if you paid, let's say $10,000 for a domain, and you're effectively doing like a $2,500 write down every year.
Yeah. $2,000 every year.
Or if it's 5 years, right. Okay. 5 years, then it's $2,000 a year. So then effectively that goes up against your sales for the year, right? So those effectively become, you know, losses, right? Or expenses almost.
Yeah.
That happens automatically every year with your domains, basically. So what's
the accountant does it, but like Josh says, everybody handles it differently. Some people do very, very aggressive 3 years. Some people, you know,
what's the premise then, though? Why would it be? Because then you're assuming that it's because it has no value, right? I mean, is that effectively why you're doing that?
No, it's just, that's just, you know, like anything, you real estate, you also depreciate it, but over a much longer period, right? But
yeah, that makes sense. Well, I know when you depreciate like equipment, right? Because its useful life is only so long, right?
Right, exactly.
I guess what I was trying to figure out was for domains, you know, what the sort of argument is to say that they're losing their value year over year, you know?
Yeah, I don't do it that way. I think in an audit that wouldn't work well, because we're investing in names that are appreciating in value, and to take a depreciation and then show 100% gain, it just seems ass backwards.
I think it's
an interesting question. You know, that would actually make for a pretty interesting topic at like a ICA or NamesCon, you know, to talk about the tax treatment of domains, you know, because I'm not an expert. I mean, and you know, I'm it's one of those things where, you know, I'm, like you said, everybody sort of handles it differently.
I bet you all four of us do it differently.
Like each one. That's kind of what I'm realizing. And we don't need to get way under the hood. I think it's interesting and kind of an interesting thing to think about, and probably just more of something to just let folks know, like, just, you know, kind of.
So how
whatever
do
your strategy is.
I just changed mine this year. And I'm not exactly sure, to be honest, but I'm glad I changed it.
I mean, I have the expense.
He doesn't even talk to his accountant.
I have the expense. It's an asset. When it sells, then whatever the basis was is the basis. I don't depreciate it.
Interesting. All right. So I think that's a good question. Do you depreciate?
So you don't write off any of your purchases, any portion of them, until you sell.
Only the initial basis.
Right.
Well, then you're taking 100% depreciation.
Yeah, I think that's how most people do.
That's way more aggressive than what I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, right. Well, it's funny. I just got off the phone with my CPA. I should talk to her about this.
You might want.
Well, except that if you don't do that, right, if you're not taking the full expense of the cost right off the bat and you're spreading the expense out, then you know, you have less to offset sooner or more, right? So you're.
Well, right. But you. Well, it's a
most people do it like Braden, I think. No.
Yeah. Most people, you're doing it like Braden? You're taking 100% write off on your first year on purchase price.
It depends.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Well, and I think it really, and real quick, because I think, you know, we're going to spend too much time talking about this. And I think we're going to, you know, I think it's an interesting sort of topic and one that we should drill into at some point. Or, you know, I think there's some value in this in a deeper dive with, you know, some of the experts, get some tax folks to really talk about like what's what. But the but then I think, it, you know, it all washes out anyway once you sell the domain, as long as you're selling it for more than you're buying it for. So, you know. It's just how you're treating it in the meantime, you know, in those calendar years, and how that impacts, you know, your taxes. So, all right, well, cool.
The issue with domains is that very few of them sell, right? So like if you're running a business, most of the time you're trying to churn all of that inventory. And the domain business, it's lower than any other business, right? So it just doesn't, if you're not offsetting those initial expenses until the sale, you're at like severe disadvantage.
Yeah. Well, right. I think you're kind of looking at, again, we're talking about it from a tax standpoint based on sort of carrying the cost. And when you apply the cost for the purposes of, you know, calculating your taxes, you know, one thing would be to say to take the full value, you pay the $10,000 for the domain, you know, you don't incur the expense at all initially, and you incur it completely when it sells, right? The other option is to do something, either a depreciation or some write down kind of model where you're doing on a per domain or some scheduled basis. The other option is to take the full expense at the time that you buy it. So then when you sell it, you're then having to, you'll pay taxes on the full amount, right? So it's just a question of timing. And I think it's an interesting, again, it's academic almost in nature, right? So it's like a very interesting thing. And I think that to Josh's point, it's probably everybody doing it different. It would be interesting, again, to kind of like get some, you know, sort of, you know, so some experts to talk and opine about, hey, what's, you know, and some, you know, so then there's different variables and all that. So, but like I said, I don't want to get too far into the weeds on it. I think it's definitely something worth thinking about. Obviously part and parcel of your overall domain strategy, especially if you're very active buying and selling. And it's interesting. So, but let's not spend any more time on it today, because we got other stuff to do here on the Domain Sherpa Holiday Extravaganza. I had something else that I wanted to say too, but I totally forget. So instead, let's get cracking with the domain game. And Mar, you got a buy or a sell? You want to kick us off?
I have a sell. Well, I have a couple actually. Do you guys want a .ai or a .com?
Whichever is largest.
That's what she said.
Bang, let's go.
All right. Well, in this case, then the .ai is largest.
Ooh, okay.
So
is it largest.ai?
Right. So the domain is, and this is I love that Josh is on the show today, because this was bought on DNX. So shout out to my dog Josh. Yo. The domain is lumens, lumens.ai. Do you remember that one, Josh?
Yeah, it was like yesterday.
No.
Oh. It was pretty recent.
It was earlier this year.
Yeah.
So Josh knows it then.
No. He doesn't.
Well, I don't know. He sold it for him.
Oh, got it. Oh, because you bought it on DNX.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool.
So lumens, lumens.ai.
All right. Lumens.ai.
Damn, dude. What? But you're crushing the .ai sales. Absolutely crushing it.
All right.
Good for you.
All right. We ready to flip?
Yeah.
Oh, I think this is low, actually. All right.
All right. Ready, set, flip. All right. I got 70,000. You can't see it with my background. Oh, Braden's 65,000. I'm at 70,000. And Josh is at 85,000.
Right in the middle.
I don't know. Right. I'm stuck.
65, 70, and 85.
And the number is 99,900.
Oh, Josh. Circle gets a square. Let's go. Nice. Nice sale, man.
When'd you buy it? What'd you pay?
Earlier this year, and I paid $2,000.
Oof.
And plus the renewal. So
$2,200.
Okay, well, in that case, not such a great sale.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, it really, really hurt my
return. That's awesome, man.
ROI. All so
right. This dude makes it look easy.
I asked Josh about it when I bought it. And again, big shout out to Josh. He's really, whoever is not on DNX is not using it. You guys are leaving money on the table.
You've got to make sure you get in contact with the lead DNX consultant as well.
And so
is that you? Is that you, Josh? Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's what you need.
Yeah,
you need
to get... Josh is leading the team of consultants over at DNX.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was, I thought I liked it when I bought it, and I asked Josh, I'm like, is this a good price? And he did. I think his quote was, yeah, I don't remember exactly, but it was,
I think I said, yeah, if you don't buy it, I will.
Maybe. Maybe. So, but this is an interesting one, because the guy reached out to me directly through Whois, and I wrote back to him, and then I don't know. I'm assuming it was ended up him that was buying it, that ended up buying it on GoDaddy. But he reached out to me first directly, and then and I wrote back to him. I'm like, we can, you know, I can work with you on this, and blah blah blah. And maybe it scared him that I said, oh, by the way, I also have the highest publicly reported .ai sale, so my valuation is. He offered me 20K. And I'm like, no, not interested, not even close. And I said, just FYI, my valuation, you know, comes with data. I have the highest reported. And maybe he's like, oh, fuck, this guy's going to, you know, play games or whatever.
So anyway, did you have it listed at 99 on Antonic?
Yeah. I had it listed and he hit the bin.
Dude, just hit the bin.
Hit the bin, baby. Hit the bin.
Yeah. Well,
good stuff.
So I'm curious to see if it ended up being him, but I'm pretty sure it was. If not, then he's going to be bummed.
It's live, so you could probably figure it out.
Oh, it's live?
Yep.
He just bought it yesterday.
It's a company called Vibes and Logic, Inc.
Mm. Immersive AI for music fans. Humans and AI co-creating dream worlds to enjoy music with lighting.
What? Wow.
I think it is the same guy, actually, because... but anyway, this is the fastest anybody who's has ever bought that I've noticed one of my names took it live. I mean, usually they go for six months, a year, year and a half, and still on the Afternic landing page.
Yeah, I dig it, man. This is cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, good. That seems like a win-win across the board. Buyer, seller, NX. I mean, we're all in the mix, you know.
Ideally, you can get the sale for me next time as opposed to the purchase.
Get them both, man. Let's
dude, go. I didn't. I was trying to, you know, talk to him, and he just hit the bin. Sorry.
Bin and din.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great sale. Congrats.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, good work, man. Nice job. All right, cool. All right, Braden, what about you? You got a buy or a sell?
I'll do a sale.
Okay.
Crude.com, C-R-U-D-E, crude.
Crude.com. Ooh. Damn, son.
Okay. Crude.com.
Oh, man.
It's a tough one.
I don't love this name, but I feel like you did good.
I know. How good, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, how good?
I could just see it in your face, Braden.
You don't see shit.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Is it like a big dog, or is this just a solid sale?
Well, I mean, the word is crude, so
yeah.
Ask them if they want crudo.
All right, let's go. Flip it. 3, 2, 1. All right. Okay. So we've got 249 by Amar, 275,000 for Josh, and I went with 400,000. I went with a big sale.
Amar, 200.
Ah, man. Well, I wouldn't have got it anyway. I initially was at three, and then I bumped it up. So, all right, talk to us.
So, I actually had this. I had it priced higher. I've owned this for 9 years, almost exactly, literally by 2 days, 9 years. I paid 25 grand for it. Mm-hmm. And this guy started like back in June with a $60,000 offer. And, he was just a tough negotiator. We'd come up just a couple grand at a time. And we had like 1,000 back and forth emails and text messages. And finally I was just like, look, 200 is the bottom line. I'm not coming down. That's it. Take it or leave it. And still we went back and forth like 20 more times. He said, got to start with a one. Got to start. I was like, so I sent him a text, 199,999. You win.
Got you. Well, you know, it's funny.
Trophy emoji. And then he still was pushing back. And I was like, I'm not. So eventually he pulled the trigger on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I dig it. I mean, for me, it's like, and looking at what it's being used for, it is in line with what I would have thought, which is, you know, it involves
is it
energy
oil?
Market, energy yeah. market data and analytics, right? So yeah. you think crude, you know, you might think, oh, some, what, like, was it going to be a joke site or something, you know, but it's really crude oil, right? Like,
great name,
hot oil right away, you know, and yeah. oil is hot. So, or at least.
Yeah, but the issue with that name is it's got one use, right? Yeah. It is not an empty vessel. You know, it's gonna be used for like a commodities trade or something. It's gonna be crude oil.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like Billy Bob would buy it because he wants his email address to be BillyBob@crude.com because he's got oil wells. I'm happy with the $25,000 purchase price, but I just wouldn't have paid a lot for this name because it's of a singular usage.
Yeah.
But I went to the right buyer. And we're actually, he and I negotiating, I've got crude.co also. And so we're negotiating price. We've same back and forth and back and forth with this guy. So we'll see where we end up.
All right. Well, good luck with that. So, well, cool. Still success, 9 years and about 10X almost-ish, 8X, you know. 9 years, 9X. All right. Well, good stuff. All right, Josh, what about you, man? What you got? You got a buy or a sell?
I have sales, but they're small sales. So I'm going to have to do a buy. I do have a sell in escrow right now that's close to closing, six figure deal, but
nice.
We'll do a buy. It's,
are you going to give a shout out to yourself on the buy?
Yeah, actually, yeah. it's, deddy.com, DEDI.
EDI.com. And this was a buy?
Yep.
Fuck.
I'm not good at buys. I don't know how to. Let's see.
I'm just going to follow my. I'm going to keep doing buys, following my tradition of making you guys guess way lower than what I paid. It's been fun recently.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to put real numbers, though. We'll see. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, so Braden's at 2,000, Lamar's at 9,900, and I'm at 19,999.
Yeah, Amar wins.
Amar wins the game. That's the game for Amar. What was your guess? 9,900?
Yeah, it was 10 grand.
I was going to do 14. But all right, that's solid. It's a great name. I mean, it's great four character, pronounceable. Like, you know, what else you got? What else is your thought process?
Just a good. Just a good CVCV. Those names are kind of going in auction for like 20 at the moment, 25.
That's what I said. That's my guess, man. But you went and did better. You did better. You went outside your normal, you know, vibe and you.
Well, he had a good consultant.
Yeah.
Did you get it from DN? Did you buy it on DNX?
I honestly don't like super love CVCVs like everyone else, unless they're just like really, really, really good. Like they have meaning behind them or they're like words. Like those ones are obviously incredible. But just like these kind of CVCVs, I don't love them, but if I can get them below what I know that they are kind of liquid for, then it's just kind of like I feel like I have to do it. So I'll just do it.
It's a great deal. I think it's a great name. You know,
I don't have any.
Really?
No CVCV.com?
That's wild, man. Well, because you got all the one word killers, though.
I've got some 4Ls, but.
So you got yourself cold.
I know Drew really like. When I have like a really high priced CVCV, I go to like Drew or James.
Yeah. Yeah, Drew's a big fan. I mean, like, you know, 4Character.coms. I mean, if they're pronounceable, brandable, it's like those are especially super empty vessel, like. You know, they sound cool. It's like, you know, I think that's a legit buy. We're definitely, you know, big fans. So,
yeah.
So that's what's up. Well, good job. And good job to Amar winning the final domain game of the year. Too lit to quit. Billy, hit us a little tease to the quid. Do something. Give us something, Billy.
Billy.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. Well, that's what's up. So that pretty much closes out the domain game. Good job, guys. And as we'll keep it moving. So next we got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. Reviewing a list of domains coming up for auction to see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. Go to the site. Revamp the spreadsheet a little bit to kind of match more of the format of NameJet, what they got going on the NameJet site. Including age. They show the age of domains now, as well as, you know, back orders and some other stuff. Estimate valuations, take them with a grain of salt, and along with a little bit of other data. So yeah, you can go grab the spreadsheet from the show notes, and hopefully it'll help you all out. No financial advice, you know what I mean? But let's keep it moving. So we got this list, and Braden, why don't we start with you, since you got that jacket, that fancy jacket.
All right. Can't say I love this list.
Hey, man, I can't take it. I don't take it personal. They're not my names. You know what I'm saying? So I just do what I do what I can.
Ainsley, I think, is a decent name. You know, women's names are always good. I mean, it comes down to price. It's not, you know, I don't know if it's easier to spell, but yeah, it's a decent name. So I like that one. I like survival kits, because, you know, survival's a thing. There's a lot of preppers out there.
I'll get your prep on, you know what I'm saying?
Again, it's not worth a ton because it's only got one usage, but it's a good name. And then LSF, of course, you know, decent.
LSF, yeah.
You know, good letters. So, yeah. I mean, that'll probably go too high because everybody's looking at it, but.
But it's 135 back orders, that's going to be, you know, that'll be pretty active, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff. All right, Josh, what about you? What you like? What don't you like?
Yeah, we've gone heavy on the four L's here, but I will say that I like compro.com. Mm-hmm. It's a good name. It's a Spanish name. It means like buy or bought.
Interesting. I didn't even know that. I was looking at it more like just like a tech company name kind of thing, like Compro.
That name, there's quite a lot of usage.
Like e-commerce. This feels like some e-com in there.
Yeah, I think there's some good value to be had there. If, you know, there's not too many eyeballs on that auction, I think someone could get a good deal. What would a good deal look like for that name? Around 10 grand would be a good deal. Wow. You know, even if you paid 15, I think that's a decent enough buy. My favorite name on the list is Figo.
Figo.
Yeah. Figo. You know, there's quite a few 4Ls on here. You've got, you know, PICE, PALY, UNDA, like decent, but like Figo is in a different league. Again, yeah,
Finance Go or.
Yeah, Figo, and Figo is also a last name. Actually, there was a Portuguese soccer player who used to play for Real Madrid.
Luis Figo.
That's right. That name, I think I would anticipate that one goes in around the 25K range, which I think like it's not something that I would pay for that name, but. You know, that's where it's going to go.
Wouldn't you, though? You know what I'm saying?
I would like to.
No, I'm with it, man. All right, cool. Yeah, I dig that. All right, well, Amar, what about you? Let's clean up the list. Anything that either hasn't been mentioned or anything you mentioned?
Figo is my favorite on there. But JT, you and I should buy good hair together. I think that's definitely
super. I'm super in.
I'm in.
It's got a lot of upside,
tell
bro.
Me what, just tell me what we bought it for. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know. Yeah. Once the auction's over, just let me know what I got to send you.
It's backed by popular demand.
Demand, baby. Let's go.
I actually do like Good Hair. I think it's a nice brand.
Well, there was a reference, if y'all remember, where Beyonce on her one album referenced, I think, Becky with the good hair or something. Mm-hmm. And it was like a thing about, you know, there was all speculation like, oh, the Jay-Z, you know, right. Shit on Beyonce. And is that who she's referring to and what's going on? But like, it was this reference to the girl with the good hair. And I think
it's a nice brand. I could definitely see that being used. Figo, Good Hair, I like. And then, you know, we know I don't love .NETs. I know Braden does, but I like Mankind as far as a .NET goes. I like that a lot. I think that has nice, opportunity. As far as what I don't like wholesalers.org. I don't know. I don't think that's a great name. And that's probably my least favorite name on there. And that's it.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. You know, a name that I didn't love when I was picking out the list, you know, Airport Lounge, I thought was a weird one. You know, it was kind of like, what's the, you know, what company is going to call themselves? Hey, we're Airport Lounge. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't see much of a use there. Yeah. That makes a whole lot of sense. But yeah, but other than that, I think you guys kind of nailed all the stuff that looks good, and appreciate that feedback. So everybody, you know, good luck and happy hunting and all that good stuff. All right. So that's the Name Jack and a Jet segment, and shout out to Name Jet. But I will say a few of those are actually in auction or just went in auction maybe as recently as yesterday or today. So, you know, definitely if you're in, go check them out. You know, some of them are happening right now. All right, cool. So, all right, guys. Well, on some final whatever, let's like go around the horn, talk a little bit. We got the ICA meeting coming up. I think that's, you know, where the room block just closed. So I think there may be an opportunity to still get a room, but like you got to do it like yesterday. So I would think if anybody's trying to finalize their plans and hasn't done so yet, now would be the time to do that. You know, flights aren't going to get cheaper. And like I said, I think the room block is almost like basically either sold out or closed out. So, but I know as of like yesterday, the day before, there was, you know, they were kind of last call on that. So I would urge anybody that's still, you know, figuring it out to just get it figured out and going to be all good. Looking forward to pickleball. And, that's the activity we'll all be at.
The Cuba Cup is going to be, even bigger and better. And now we got the returning champion coming in and as a sponsor on top of that all. So I don't know.
DNX
he's going to be bringing the heat. He's going to want that trophy for his sponsorship money.
He's like, either that or the beers. I don't know.
There will be open bar and plenty of food. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're getting hammered by like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We all kind of
tough. Yeah. And we'll see Brayden. Maybe Brayden's going to go home with a trophy this time.
Oh, well, considering that I think I've played once this year, I don't think I'm going to do that. I literally have not been playing. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'll probably play, but I'm going to get hammered. So.
We could do handicaps, Amar. Like every 0.1 higher than the average, you have to take a shot.
There you go. Josh is gonna be staggering around like a motherfucker out there. Like that's our only hope. I'm actually not even gonna play because I'm helping you with the organization. So I'm planning on just kind of chilling.
No. We're hiring. They're gonna actually have somebody. One of their pros is gonna run the whole thing. So you don't have to do shit. You just gotta have fun and play.
That was my excuse to not have to play, I'm sticking with it. I got my doctor says I need a bacchiotomy.
You got to play, bro.
Oh, man. Come on, man. That means I got to get out here. Josh, you got to roll through, man. What are you up to this afternoon, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, get a volley going. I'll set the net up. You know what I mean? I've 2 years ago, I'm like, that's it. I'm in. I'm going to play. And then I mean, I could literally go out and play right now, and I don't.
I thought when you played, you didn't play last year, but the year before, and I thought you said you did all right.
Did all right until we got screwed over by the GoDaddy guys, you know.
No, that's a sore subject for JT.
I mean, I'm still like, you know, whatever, Paul and Alan, you know what I'm saying?
Right, he's still salty.
I'm going to stay salty, you know. But it was good. It was fun. And, probably played two or three times since then, but it's just, definitely haven't gotten after it as much as I thought I might, you know. And, but it's all good. We'll see. We'll see what's up. You know, either way, I'm going to be there. I'll be on location. Very excited for the event in general. Got my flights and whatnot. Josh, I'll be flying back. You know, you and I are flying home together, so we'll be on the same flight.
Oh, nice.
So I'll see if I can sneak up to first class. You know, I'll be like, I know him. Let me, I'll be like, sir, you have to go back to the back of the plane where your seat is. I'll be like, but that's my boy.
I know you're going to be up there.
I will be up there, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. Yeah, you know what it is.
Flight economy in your life, bro.
I used to back in the day. It's just now that I'm old and I'm finicky and I'm particular, you know, it gets harder and harder to fly like all crunched in, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like Braden where I can kind of fit like in a coach seat. You know what I'm saying? Like
you can fit him in an overhead compartment.
So messed up.
Am I that small?
He's in the back carrier.
JT, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1", man. So, you know,
6'3" taller than me. Yeah.
I don't know. JT, you kind of have like a, you actually seem like you're bigger than 6'1".
Yeah, I hear that all the time. I'm like, man, it's kind of crazy. It's just my stature, you know, because we deal with it with the kids a lot because, you know, as they're trying to get, they want to be taller and you know, and it's like, yeah, they're like,
oh. Okay, but why do I seem smaller than I actually am? Because I'm 5'10". That's not small. Not 5'6".
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you got it's a warm. Tiny vibe.
Wore it.
Maybe it's the whole Benjamin Button thing, right? You know, you just...
You look good for your age, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're keeping it together pretty good, so...
I'm trying, man.
That's a compliment. Oh man, this is good stuff, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun, man, hanging with you guys. We got to figure out like dinner and timing. We got to do at least one Sherpa dinner. And are you guys going to the Mantra thing on Wednesday night? Is that Wednesday?
Yeah,
we'll do that. I'll do that for sure. And then we'll have to figure out when we'll all do like a group thing, either, you know, Thursday or Friday night. So because I'm out Saturday, so is Josh. So we'll have to, we'll get it all figured out, but it's going to be good. You know, I've been on the committee to help get the thing planned. Big shout out to Camilla and, you know, the team because, you know, Bill Sweetman and, you know, just everybody that's been involved in helping get, you know, Tessa, just helping get that all coordinated and arranged. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great to see everybody. And so again, last call for anybody who's still, you know, getting it together, figuring it out. It's going to be here in a few short weeks and, don't miss it if you don't have to. It's gonna be some good stuff. So, and that's what's good. All right. Well, like I said, let's do a little round the horn. Josh, what else is good? Talk to us about DNX. I mean, I think it's been a great year. For what you've been doing and what you've been building, and I mean, how you feel. What else is good? And what are you kind of excited about as we roll into 2026?
Yeah, man. Very good. Very good year. I'm excited about a lot of things. We have very strong relationships with our partners that are only getting better, which is important for us. Our sales have been consistently doing, you know, pretty well, growing number of users. Volume for us like is quite finicky, but number of transactions continues to go up, so we're getting a lot more usage on the platform. We got all these, you know, we obviously deployed a management system. We've got a lot of people starting to use our landers. That is, you know, we're still adding to that almost daily. You may not notice it, but we are. We've got two other big things that will hopefully be coming out in January. One of them is the ability to submit your names to brokerage. So we will be working with a couple of brokers, and that's honestly, I'm pretty excited about that. If you're using the management platform, it's going to be integrated in a way that's very seamless to submit your names for brokerage. And then the whole management of those leads is pretty transparent. And we're still testing and demoing some stuff, but it looks pretty cool. And then the other main product addition is like an AI chat, which we probably will be releasing like a standalone app, just because it's fairly easy for us to do, along with the along with the desktop version itself. I did see actually someone else in the industry do something similar with like a ChatGPT type plugin. I think it was Spaceship. For us, we're like building like literally like a standalone AI chat, and it will be cool. Basically, it will be like the interface that you experience on a ChatGPT, but with marketplace suggestions based on all the inventory that we have already, some of the data that we already have that will help kind of determine what the best fit is for the person that's in the chat. And it won't be something that you need to like have a DNX account for. It'll be much more public facing. And I'm actually pretty excited about that portion and what we're working on there, just because I've used it. I think it's really good. And it kind of lends itself more to what we're trying to do in like a big picture by bringing in more people from outside the domain industry. Plenty of stuff going on. Like, those are the two things that I'm kind of excited about at the moment, but there are probably 10 other things that I could talk about.
Awesome, dude. Well, let's maybe that will be maybe we'll do a dedicated show at the beginning of the new year and do some, even maybe show like not like a tutorial, we might even be able to show some of the visual stuff, some step-by-step stuff, and
I mean, as we start to release more stuff, I'm happy to kind of do a show and we can talk about what all these things will evolve into over time.
Good stuff, man. Well, good work. Obviously we're very happy, supportive, excited, all that good stuff, and just a lot of fun being along for the ride. And obviously we're power users of the system ourselves. So it's all good. And I do think that is probably the biggest hook to getting folks to buy names. If you don't buy it, I'm going to buy it. when you get that note from Josh, it's like, shit, all right, lock in.
Price just went up.
We're buying a name.
I mean, when people ask your opinion on something, right, I give it to them honestly. It's like, I either say, no, I probably wouldn't buy that, or yeah, I'll buy it. And if you don't buy it, I'll buy it. Just to like, it's like.
You said that to me a bunch of times.
That's what I'm saying. It's like.
But the thing is, otherwise, how are they going to take your opinion like seriously, right? It's like.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Right? So, yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely, dude. Oh, I love it. Well, good stuff, man. Congratulations. Great work. And, excited to see what the future and the new year will bring, for sure.
Appreciate it.
Cool. So, Amar, what about you, dog? Other than just keep killing it with these AI sales and just other sales and stuff.
Yeah. No, everything's good, dude. Everything's good. It's, end of the year stuff, like I said, can be a little stressful, but it was also fun, and had a holiday party last night at my friend's house, and that was fun, and playing pickleball here in 2 hours, so that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, the Cuba Cup, let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready, dude. I'm so pumped. I saw a tweet this morning actually, which was, I think it's gonna kind of be what I'm working on for next year. It's about prioritizing the process over the outcome. And really that, it's kind of like a better system, a better way to improve at something is you're not be so goal driven and more process driven, and then you'll hit the goal, right? Mm-hmm. Just as a natural byproduct.
Yep. It's very interesting you say that because, you know, I kind of dig into a bunch of that kind of stuff, especially around like the coaching and whatnot that I do. And, you know, for not just my kids, but, the other teams that I coach. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times we have opinions on how things went, you know, are very outcome based, you know, and sometimes that takes away from, you know, really the bigger picture plan, right? Because sometimes outcomes are driven not by things that are actually under your control, right?
Correct.
So it's like, so when you're doing that and you're basing everything off of like, okay, well, you know, obviously did it work or things like, did we win, you know? But, you know, that doesn't necessarily always make the best measure of the actual input, right? So, you know, like you said, if you're establishing more about your process and, you know, just showing up and doing what you're doing and, you know, it's more about that will drive, multiple positive outcomes versus like, you know, everything like, you know, it's almost like for basketball, right? Somebody shoots a shot. It's like, okay, it was a good shot. Did it go in? Right. Sometimes it's like somebody will take a terrible shot and it goes in. So you're like, oh, that was,
right.
May have been the wrong shot. Right. So you shouldn't have shot that shot. But the fact that it went in is actually now worse because you're going to do it again.
Right.
You know, and reinforce bad habits. So I think it's a very interesting. So where you said you just happened to see it on Twitter or like, was there a,
is
there a book or anything that's coming from for you?
Actually, it came from a Grok summary of a book, and then I went to the author's book, and so I'm probably going to end up buying both of his books to read them. And but it was pretty cool. Like, you know, sometimes it's just the problem with X is you get on there, then you go down this rabbit hole, and so sometimes I just try not to spend too much time on there, and then this just happened to be like the first thing that showed up on my feed and I went to it and it's just like,
you know, you're buying book. You're going to have to put the book on your list. Like, you know, how Obama puts out his like list of books and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure people are super interested in my opinion on bullshit. Like
hey
that.
Man, you know, it's all good. Anyway. All right. Well, cool, man. So, all good stuff. And, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. And, looking forward to seeing you in person and we'll talk books and more, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I like it.
You too.
I dig it.
Yeah. Are we going to do a live Sherpa?
Yeah, we'll probably do something. I got to think exactly what we're going to do. I don't think Billy's going to be out there. So we'll have to figure out, you know, what the, we could bring him, but you know, he's busy and you know, it's not like it's cheap. So we just got to figure out what's up.
All right. We'll figure it out.
No. But yeah, we'll see what's up. All right. And then Braden, man, what about you, dog? Closing out a big 2025, man. Big successful year. Got yourself a cat jacket. You know what I'm saying?
I was able to spring for this jacket.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been a good year. I just now dealing with taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. You know, the money comes in and half of it goes right back out the door.
Well, especially if you're living in California, you know what I'm saying? Like
awful. Yeah. So trying to mitigate the tax bite as much as possible. It still hurts.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find it's an interesting dynamic because for us with the end of the year, right? Like you're trying to close deals and in some cases, you know, you're trying to get them closed before the end of the year, but it's like, but do you really want them to close before the end of the year? Because
right.
It's like, oh, I had this great year. I don't have a whole lot of, you know, like, my money in versus money out, you know, like, I don't know what next year is going to look like. Like, it wouldn't be the worst thing to see.
The thing is that, like, if I get funds that hit escrow, like, I'll just leave them there, you know, if it's a couple weeks before the end of the year. But if it's somebody that's just, like, if it's money coming straight to me, like, I'm just going to take the money because, like, you don't know that person could change their mind. Their tax bill could come in. They're like, oh shit, now I can't afford this domain. So like we just had some money wired today on down payment. Like, you know, I'm going to take the money.
Yep.
Right. I don't want to wait. So I don't want to risk losing the sale. So, we took the money, but anything else that's in escrow, I'll just push it if I can.
Yep. That makes sense. And then, and then cash out later and then, you know, apply it then. And, but yeah, I'm with you. Look, we say it on the show all the time. Time is the enemy of all deals, right? So it's like, you don't want to leave anything to chance when it comes to, hey, this deal, you know, you get too cute and it doesn't happen. And then it's like, you know, penny wise, pound foolish and all that stuff. So,
yeah, you know, the same when I'm buying names, like I usually don't, have the name unlocked to push into my to transfer my GoDaddy account. I just take a push wherever it is, because I've had that 3-day window. I've had people back out of deals because a higher offer comes in, and so they ghost me and go sell it to somebody else. So time kills deals for sure.
That's it for sure. So. All right. Well, also another interesting dynamic that you roll up on, and here at the end of the year. So also another thing to think about, but get it done if you can get it done. And all right. Well, I think that's it. So, this being the last Sherpa of the year, I want to thank you guys all personally, as well as the other Sherpas who've spent time on the show with us this year, Shane and,
but especially us.
Well, mostly you guys, what I'm saying? And then obviously Drew. Shout out to Miller. He's been on the show a couple of times this year, and everybody else that was on the show over the course of the year. And, definitely thankful and grateful for everybody for giving your time and expertise out here to the world and to the domain space. So it's definitely much appreciated. And I will say to the audience, to all of you guys that have tuned in and commented and given us some feedback and other stuff over the course of the year. We've had a very good year here on Sherpa as far as, all the metrics and the analytics, and, probably had the most, the most views that we've ever had, the most listens, and, the show just continues to chug along, and you guys continue to tune in, and we really, really appreciate it. So I say it on every show, and I'll close this one with the same saying: without you, there is no us. So, we'll just keep showing up if you guys keep showing up. So that's right. Pretty much the deal. So appreciate all you guys and everybody else out there in the out there in cyberspace. And I think with that, we're going to say everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate, take your time and enjoy the time with your family, your loved ones, your friends. If you're not having a great time with it, reach out, say what's up, reach out to somebody, reach out to us, reach out to whoever. For those that are doing well, keep an eye out for those that might not be, because, these times can get kind of difficult for others. So, just be excellent to each other, and we'll keep it moving through the end here of 2025 and into 2026. So with that, everybody, thank you so much. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all.
Happy holidays.